A State of the Union address is as close to a royal pageant as we get in American politics. Members of a president's party are always given advanced copies of the speech, helpfully highlighted to show where the White House is looking for a spontaneous standing ovation. Gathered in the House chamber are the diplomatic corps, the president's cabinet, members of the House and Senate, and up in the presidential gallery, the First Lady, and heroes that presidents introduce to thunderous applause and maximum emotion. It's a time for presidents to strut their stuff, to claim credit, to deflect blame, and to paint a grand vision. But a State of the Union address is not a report card. A lot of things a president did in the previous year end up on the editor's floor. These outtakes often tell more about an administration than what is included in the speech. In the interest of a more complete accounting, here's a list of significant accomplishments the president left out on Tuesday. In his first year in office, Mr. Bush has cut federal support for libraries by $39 million, cut research into renewable energy sources by 50%, reduced by nearly 90% the community access program for public hospitals, clinics, and providers of health care for people without insurance, cut $200 million in workforce training for dislocated workers, signed a bill making it harder for the poor and middle class to declare bankruptcy, even in the case of daunting medical bills. In the past year, President Bush has also made some notable appointments. He named John Negroponte, an unindicted Iran-Contra figure, as ambassador to the United Nations. He nominated Otto Reich, another unindicted Iran-Contra figure, as Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs. Mr. Bush also offered a high position to Ted Olson. Olson is said to have ties to the conservative Arkansas Project, the group that conspired to bring down President Clinton. Olson's nomination? Solicitor General at the Justice Department. Finally, the president appointed Bennett Raley, a man who wants to repeal the Endangered Species Act. Raley is the new Assistant Secretary for Water and Science. The pundits had it all wrong when they said that with this president, there's less than meets the eye. Actually, there's a lot more, and that's the part that's telling. This is Les O'Coin.